Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So as you probably know from yesterday's conditions, the market was in a bit of a wait and see type phase with significant news over the course of this week from major central banks. The first of being really, I suppose, the BOJ. We had the RBA as well, but the BOJ, and they've made some significant moves in with their interest rate. The problem is we would have expected that particular historic move to have a very, very different impact on markets like the yen and the Nikkei than what we've currently seen. Instead, we've seen this upside down kind of narrative play out once more, like we've been seeing in the equity markets with, you know, things like higher inflation than expected, higher unemployment numbers, higher wages. These are all, you know, inflationary forces, and the market seems to be looking straight through any kind of sign of negativity or any caution whatsoever. And it's just exclusively focusing on this bubble narrative, really, which is the worst kind of narrative that we as traders can be trying to track. And with the BOJ making that decision, it's a very significant one. It's a bigger rate increase than perhaps we anticipated. There is this one and done narrative as well, which will remain to be seen, but certainly, we would have expected the complete opposite from what we've currently seen in terms of price action. So that's a very, very interesting dynamic, because we always want to have some sort of expectation about whether prices are going to go up or down. And we base that on our kind of understanding of this news flow. So we'd break it down for you in a little bit more detail. Let's get straight into it then. So it's not just the BOJ and the RBA. We've also got tomorrow, we've got the FOMC. Which might have a more meaningful impact on the yen, actually, in many ways. But we'll discuss that in just a second. And then on Thursday, we've got the Swiss National Bank and also the Bank of England. So major, major week for financial markets. Okay, so profitable traders need to be able to consider which markets to trade. That's proving quite difficult in a minute for reasons which I'll explain now shortly. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? Normally, we like to see a little bit of clarity in terms of that decision making. Also, your ability to manage risk, of course, trade management, which is very, very different to risk management, and trade psychology, all very, very important features in trading these financial markets. And as you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent. If you're not consistent over time, it can really kind of impact your progress. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Okay, so let's get straight into it then. We'll, of course, start with this little review of market moving news. So let's bring this up on screen. So this is the news event here. Nothing of any major interest yesterday from a news flow perspective. And if we look at, obviously, today, Tuesday, the 19th of March, we had the RBA. They kept their rates hold at 4.35. And the BOJ decided to increase rates by 20 basis points, going from minus 0.1 to a positive 0.1. So that's a 20 basis point swing from negative to positive territory. So that, if you look back, does this go any further? No, it doesn't. So this is the first move in 12 or 13 years, is it? So this is a very significant development. We were expecting off the back of that, when you get a rate increase, it's generally more positive for a currency than negative. And we've had this strange dynamic where all other central banks have been raising rates up to 5.5%. I'll just show you here, bottom left-hand corner. So all other central banks have been raising pretty aggressively, apart from perhaps the Swiss National Bank. But everywhere else, the RBA, the ECB, the BOC, Bank of England, the Fed, and the RBNZ, they've all been aggressively raising rates over the last couple of years. And as you can see, it created a massive differential between the yen and an interest rate differential between the yen and other major currencies. So what that has led to is a massive devaluing of the yen. Now, the one thing that we would have anticipated that would have changed that particular narrative is if the BOJ, you know, make a significant step to actually start raising rates and bounce off that negative rate environment. Now, that's effectively what we've seen, which is not really a surprise for markets. The markets were pretty much 90% focused on that being the case from the BOJ. Now, there's other accommodative steps, but the net result of that has led to a surprising uptick in the fortunes of the yen. And as you know, we would have been advocates of a very significant downside move in under these circumstances. So yesterday we kind of rallied up to this level, so we're pulling back. We would have anticipated that type of move off the back of such a move from the BOJ. So there's a few reasons for this, but the reason for this to rally is a little bit incoherent, which is very fitting with the overall trends that we're experiencing in these markets. So instead of experiencing or expecting a bit of some capital flows moving towards the yen, we're still looking, or I guess, you know, capital for now is still looking at the big differential between the BOJ at 0.1 and something like the Fed, which is still at 5.5. There is an expectation that we'll start cutting rates, but that hasn't begun yet. So all we've done is we've just decreased the differential by 20 basis points. So that is still, I think, viewed as being quite extreme. So I said there'd be a catalyst that might shift that narrative, and that could very well turn out to be the FOMC tomorrow. So if they make certain suggestions regarding rate cuts and they close that gap even more, we might see a turnaround in the yen. We'd be very surprised if we didn't, but we are quite surprised with the reaction that we did get. And as you can see as well, for the dollar yen is quite a good example. We have rallied to the downside on the expectation that the Bank of Japan would make a move. Then we get the pullback trade, if that's what you want to call it, which is very much in line with expectations. So we were talking about buying the rumor and potentially selling the fact, but it turned out and turned into a trade where you'd buy the rumor and buy the fact, which is, again, a bit of a strange dynamic. There's a lot of these kind of anomalies in these markets at the minute, which make, you know, having an expectation, it proves to be quite challenging. So structural failure trade to the downside for the pound yen, bounce off the lows, and we've now rallied, which is a bit of a surprise. We've still got these highs to clear as far as the yen's concerned. And we're still technically in the... Let's have a little look. No. Whoops. Sorry. We're still technically in the Nikkei. So this is a little bounce. So I suppose when we do start seeing a turnover in the yen, it's a trade that's probably worth looking at. I suppose where we get our cue from now is probably the BOJ and other central banks like the Bank of England. Sorry, the Bank of England for the pound yen, and potentially the Euro yen, the ECB for the Euro yen. So when they start to take steps to start lowering rates, we might see a revaluing of the yen. And perhaps that's what the BOJ were quite concerned about, was how weak would the, how stronger would the actual, the yen actually get. So there seems to be some sort of staging of trying to maintain yen strength plus increasing interest rates. And they've, if that's what their target was, they've been very effective at sending that message to these markets, and the market reaction is quite impressive when we would have expected capital flows beginning to pile into the yen after being in negative territory for so long. Okay, so that's just a little bit on the yen, the overall the yen sort of narrative. Looking at the Aussie dollar, so we have this, again, we're looking for interest rate differentials, and the RBA kept rates on hold at 4.35. The first central bank that's likely to move, and it remains to be seen whether the ECB kind of agree with this, and we'll find out next week from the ECB. But there's a strong expectation that the Fed are likely to be the first to make a move. But what we can clearly see is we've been in a pretty strong little sideways pattern. And this is the real takeaway from many of these moves. And if I bring them up one at a time, you'll see the sideways nature of this price action. So we would be absolutely comfortable getting into a bit of a structural buy trade, also a structural sell trade if the dollar seems to strengthen across the board. We could certainly look at that. But making decisions inside this consolidative phase is going to be a challenge. So let's just do a quick analysis just across the board here. The euro dollar. We've pulled back significantly. And again, you're looking at that interest rate differential between the ECB and the dollar, and whether the dollar will actually, whether the Fed will move first or whether the ECB will start to lower rates before the Fed. So there is that sort of dynamic to take on board. So we've got a little bit of sort of technical analysis to do. We've got these support levels. This is an interesting price in here. You can see all the moving averages. We've got this little sort of uptrend. So will this become a bit of a... we're going to watch this price action carefully, because if we attempt to break higher and we get a structural failure trade to the downside, there'll be a decent sell trade. At the minute, it's looking weak, but we want to be careful we don't start running into this trade at strong support. So the bit of dollar strength, but what you can see across most of these currencies is we've had a number of potential sort of breakouts to the upside, which subsequently roll over and start to fail. We're moving back into these support levels. So we'll see what that means for the dollar. So definitely a little bit of short-term dollar strength. You can see that strength there. Again, with the dollar yen, we've had this little period here of just consolidation. We rallied to the downside on the back that the BOJ would make a move. We had a bit of positioning going into that, and the net result was quite surprising. We would have expected that to be somewhat negative, but at least short-term negative, but instead it rallied really aggressively. So again, these markets are not really performing in line with our expectations. So this is another one. The dollar Swiss, we're in this little sideways pattern. We're just breaking out of it. So this is certainly an opportunity that we'll focus on if we get some dollar strength. So let's have a look at that level in a little bit more detail. So we're currently at that level now, the 88.91. So 88.91. So if there's dollar strength, we could look at a buy trade, which is actually a breakout above consolidation, which again, it's a trade setup that we actually really quite like. So the dollar Swiss have been weakening for quite some time, and now this is a consolidation zone, and we're now beginning to break out of that range to the upside. And one worth watching for sure. Okay, so dollar CAD. Again, we've just got this sort of quite long-term sideways moving pattern. We're getting close to potentially proving that dollar strength trade like we are in the pound. Again, the Aussie dollar, we're pretty much in this little sideways pattern. So a breakout to the upside or a breakout to the downside would be a couple of interesting trades. We're just in this little zone at the minute. New Zealand dollar, same position. Could be getting close to making that progress to the downside. So this could be your breakout trade again to the downside. So let's have a look at this one as well. So it'd be below the 60.36. So the New Zealand dollar strength trade is there. So we're going to watch the yen. I'm interested to see, will we get strong rollover price action up at these highs? Our bias is clearly to the downside. We don't want to bang our head off a brick wall in any way, shape, or form. We'll have to see if we get strong rollover across the board. And also if we start seeing a bit of strength in markets like the Nikkei. Sorry, a little bit of weakness coming into the Nikkei. So we can watch the yen carefully. The reaction this morning was such a surprise. It's probably worth waiting for tomorrow's FOMC now if it comes to the yen. We're still in crude oil to the upside, so that's performing reasonably well. It's rolling over off its highs, but still expect further upside. We have our take profit in here, not too far away from yesterday's high, so a little bit further continuation, we'd be booking in profits up these higher levels. And then last one is gold. We do like this to the downside. So again, gold below 21.50. Again, it's linked to that dollar strength trade. And then if you look at NVIDIA yesterday, we were looking at it on and off. It was looking really quite bullish at one point with this NVIDIA AI kind of conference thing. They came out with all the pros and cons of their new chip, which is on the surface, it looks quite compelling in terms of its function and range. And we started to see some excitement around that. We started to see these equity markets rally, and then that began to roll over. So what we've got in here now is actually a strong period of, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. So 2 weeks worth of kind of indecision up at these high levels. We've still got our sell trade. So our expectation is for, potentially this market to roll over. Things are a little bit clearer to see as far as the NASDAQ is concerned and the Dow Jones, that we're clearly in this little indecisive trade as things currently stand. You could argue we actually have a descending triangle as well. So that move is very much in the pipeline with tomorrow's FOMC in full view as well. So it's going to be interesting to see this price action today. Very difficult to make a decision at these current prices because all we're really doing is consolidating, and we want to either consider getting in at all-time highs and the breakout to the upside, which is a trade we're not really that comfortable with, or equally a strong breakout to the downside, and we're just trading higher, we're trading lower. There's volatility to the upside and to the downside, and there's just a distinct lack of clarity, and this price action today now just reaffirms that. Okay, so look, we've got a few trades to target, and with the DAX, we have this global consolidation going on for now, just over the last 4 or 5 days. So there is a decision to be made. And we just keep an eye on the yen as well, as things currently stands. Okay, so let's put together our trade plan, guys, and we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll post our trade plan into the chat box. So yesterday we were kind of looking at this risk on, but again, that would just basically mean pretty much buying all-time highs, which is a trade that we're not wanting to get sucked into that sort of bubble mentality. If we get a good opportunity to start buying, you know, on a pullback, that's one thing, but to be buying all-time highs and continual breakouts, again, not overly comfortable with that trade. All right, so market summary. It looks like there's a bit of dollar strength, which is kind of a risk-off trade. Yesterday we kind of rallied higher in the equities, but the dollar was suggesting that we'd roll over, and we kind of did off the highs, really, but I don't know. We're looking at risk market conditions, mixed market conditions. If you look at equities higher, you then look at the bond yields, and they're continuing to increase. So those risk levels are increasing aggressively. The market seems to be completely ignoring it for now. So when will the markets take stock of that type of environment is a really good question. So we've got some dollar strength trades. So dollar Swiss. Looking to buy above the price of the dollar Swiss is the 88.91. And we've also got the New Zealand dollar, which is very close to breaking out below strong consolidation as well. So the sell trade in New Zealand dollar is the 60.36. So look, we're able to identify some very isolated individual trades. And it's really leaning towards that dollar strength trade. It's, you know, with this bullish mentality, it's a difficult trade really right now, the dollar. But if we get continuation and we get an opportunity in the dollar Swiss, and the New Zealand dollar breaks out lower, and if gold gets back below that 21.50, we could certainly look for a kind of a short-term move as far as the dollar is concerned. All right. So again, we can expect a series of central bank monetary policy decision making around interest rates, and as a result, we can expect considerable volatility in these markets. So just something to be mindful of. It's likely to be quite an explosive week for financial markets. We just want them to kind of move in some sort of coherent fashion where we can actually suggest, yeah, we're looking to trade this market in that direction for these reasons, and to be able to build up some sort of case for that trade, proving quite challenging to do so at the minute. So we've got quite mixed, in terms of the backdrop, it's quite mixed in nature. We've got this bullish sort of bubble type narrative. We've got higher than expected bond yields. We've actually got a strengthening dollar now. We might get some weakness in gold. So again, that's not that comfortable or dynamic for us. But look, we have to trade the conditions as we see them. So a couple of opportunities to focus on. Gold looking to sell below 21.50. The dollar Swiss looking to buy above the 88.91. And the New Zealand dollar looking to sell below the 60.36. So we'll have a look at those in a little bit more detail. Okay. On that note, guys, the narrative is it's kind of difficult to pinpoint, really. Colin, good morning to you. We'll have a little chat in the next room if you can join us. So we'll see you there, hopefully. On that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us. As always, if you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can join us. We have a discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. They start from just $59 a month. So if you want to join us, you're very welcome to do so. Just go to thelivetraderoom.com. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Bye for now.